Why not?
Okay.
We're talking about quitting smoking.
Okay. I had smoked along with all my peers since I was a teenager. And it wasn't until the C. Everett Koop report came out that I found out how bad it was. It was one of those things where everybody smoked. Billboards showed people smoking. The Marlboro Man, in the movies, almost all of the main characters would smoke. It was just as common could be. And mm-hmm. as I said, all my peers were smokers, or at least most of them. So I smoked. Well, why not? Well, when I found out how bad it was, I made the decision to stop. And I knew I couldn't stop just instantly. So what I did is I picked a day about 10 weeks off, happened to be my birthday, and I said, on that day, I will quit. In the meantime, I'm going to enjoy the cigarettes.
Smoke like a fiend.
Well, I was, what the other thing that convinced me besides the Koop report was the day I opened my third pack. And I was cognizant of it, and I said, this is way, way too many. It was late in the afternoon, so I still had the whole evening to smoke. I said, no, this is way too many cigarettes. So I picked a date. A week went by, and I said, I've got 9 weeks to go. Another week went by, I said, I've got 8 weeks to go, and just counted down, and I kept telling myself, I'm going to stop on that day. And when that day came, I was in Miami, Florida.
Do you remember the year?
Well, it was my 45th birthday.
So 1989.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I hadn't met Mary Lynn yet. Anyway, 45th birthday.
No,
I didn't marry, didn't meet her until late 89.
No, that's not right. I'm getting my dates wrong. Sorry, it's 1979.
45?
Yeah, you were born in,
34, 44,
54,
64,
75,
okay.
That was my bad
that's
math.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was 79, late 79 when I met her.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember.
Yeah. At the Disneyland Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was in Miami, Florida, and I was leaving the hotel. I'd come back to the room for something, I don't remember what. It was about 2:30 in the afternoon, and as I walked through the lobby, there was a trash can. So I pulled out my cigarette pack, and there were two Salem menthols. I crushed them because I didn't want to go back and fish them out of the basket. Threw them in the trash and said, that's it from here on.
Mm-hmm.
Stepped outside, took a deep breath of fresh air.
Southern California air?
Southern Florida.
Southern Florida, excuse me.
Yeah. And never touched anything since. No cigarettes, no cigars, no pipe, nothing from that moment on. Now, as I said, you have to want to stop.
Yeah.
You don't want to stop. You're not going to, but you've got to make the hard choice of stopping. Would this work for everybody? Don't know. Worked for me.
Yeah, but you didn't taper off. You didn't use a patch. I remember. Now that wasn't your first time, or at least you used to joke before then. You said quitting smoking is easy. I've done it hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's go back to the narrative if you're feeling up to it. Because you just jumped ahead a decade or so. Let's go back to 1968.
Okay.
You were working for the newspaper. You've joined the California Democratic...
Central Committee.
Central Committee, thank you. And what was your... I think I remember, but you tell me, what was your first political campaign that you got involved in? In that period, as a Democrat.
The very first one?
Mm-hmm.
I was probably 16, and it was a guy running for re-election to the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I guess I looked him up and said, what can I do to help? And they gave me some flyers to put under windshields.
Right.
And I did things like that, and I liked it.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
So this was a thread throughout your life. So by 68, you're a political reporter. You're now a prominent local Democrat. You were still a few years short of running for office yourself, but which was... Here's the two campaigns that I remember from that period. The fluoride campaign and the community college campaign. Can you put those in order for me, or did
Sure.
they happen more or less the same time?
Fluoride was like 70.
Okay, so probably community college was before that.
Community college was the first. Actually, the first time I ran, I lost because it was the first election for the board.
For the board of?
The community college.
Right, but that wasn't the, I mean, there was the board of the college, but you were also on the board or the commission that started the college, weren't you?
No.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Nope, but when they called for candidates, I signed up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just didn't have any money.
Right.
And no organization, so I was respectable, but not even close enough.
But this was the board before the college was actually built.
Well, the physical college.
Right, college.
The college had been up in the home old from Wayward Catholic Girls.
It was a Dominican college, wasn't it? Or Dominican monastery?
Well, it wasn't really a monastery. It was more of a home
okay.
for the girls. And the community college district rented it
right.
from the church and crammed a lot of people into a relatively small area.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tried 5 different times to win a bond issue. And that's when, I don't know if it's still true, but then you needed 2/3 vote of the electorate in order to pass a bond issue.
Mm-hmm.
They would get 62-63%, even 65 once, but they just couldn't get over that last hump. So I ran the second time, which was only a year later. But in the meantime, what was this woman's name?
I'm going to pull a name out of the air. Was it Marilyn Bowie?
Yes, Marilyn Bowie. And she had made so many enemies that some people came to me and said, "You made a respectable showing last time. What if you had some money and organization behind you?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Okay, who? Democratic, local Democratic Party. Okay."
But this was a non-partisan seat, right? You were
yes.
running as a citizen, but you had the backing of the local Democrat
Party. Yeah, but they wanted to get rid of Marilyn.
Right.
They so desperately wanted to get rid of Marilyn. She's a Democrat, but she was an embarrassment.
Mm.
Terrible embarrassment. So they backed me, and I won. I won by 500 votes.
Mm.
And well, that's not all.
No, I'm saying that sounds like a pretty thin margin.
It was a thin margin. And I remember the night the votes were being counted at the Water District office. And I remember finally I was free from whatever. I was covering a story somewhere, council, school board, I don't remember.
So you were still the political reporter.
Yes.
Yes.
So I drove over to the Water Board. And as I drove in, she drove out, and she stopped and she yelled at me. And she said, "You and your thugs pulled it off." And then she burnt rubber getting out of the parking lot.
Okay. So that's how you learned.
Yeah.
So you were on the community college board.
And then 4 years later, I was reelected.
And in that time, did... When you were on that board is when they got the bond issue?
Oh, yeah. I'll explain that in a minute.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So 4 years later, I ran, and the Republicans put up a candidate who was so bad, and I do not remember his name, and I have no way I could. He was so bad that I got the Republican businessman's endorsement.
Mm.
That's how bad he was.
Mm.
Third time, I had no opposition at all.
These were 2-year terms?
Four.
Four-year terms, yeah. Okay.
So I served 8 years, And that's also when I got the letter from Uncle to come on to active duty. Okay. So now going back to, what was it you wanted to go back to?
The bond issue.
Oh, the bond issue. Okay. So they had lost five straight. And when I went on the board, they tried it again and lost. And I'm wondering, what's going on here? Why is this? Why do they keep failing? You know, this it should be a popular issue. And we're doing it for the children, doing it for the future. Why is it failing? Well, one of the things that hit me was the board did nothing. They were up here in Olympus.
Mm.
They didn't lift a finger. I thought, that's wrong. That's wrong. The board should be down there grubbing it out with the other people, you know, using their influence to talking to friends and saying, hey, I'd like you to vote for the bond issue. And they didn't. So by this, so we lost again. And then the next election, a fellow named Walt Thompson got elected to the board.
Right. I remember the name.
We called a seventh election.
Mm-hmm.
And Walt and I decided, all right, if the others won't, we will. And what we there was a committee, but we organized our own separate committee of students. And we called students together. And basically, here's what we said to them. Look, this will not do you any good at all, because if we win the bond issue, by the time the campus is built, you'll have been graduated.
Right.
And we pitched the idea of their younger brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces, aunts and uncles, parents, all going to this new college. And they responded. And people were still idealistic in those days.
Well, people are still idealistic, well, some just a different way.
But they responded. So what we had them do was we made a lot of them registrars, which is not difficult at all, at mm-hmm. least wasn't then. And we made sure that they signed up their parents, any older siblings older than 18, uncles, aunts, everybody they could think of, friends. And we just, you know, we'd have regular meetings and say, okay, how many did you get? And people would get 12, 15 new voters. And those who only got four or five would hang their heads. Well, we wouldn't admonish them. We'd say, okay, just go out. Here's who you should look for. You've already got your parents. Well, you have siblings. You know, have you gone to your cousins over 18? No. Go to them.
Mm-hmm.
Go to aunts and uncles and friends who are over 18.
Mm-hmm.
So we push them out the door to go get them, which they did. And so next time, instead of four, they would come back with 12.
And didn't the voting age change to 18 right around that time?
From right. 21.
Right. So it opened up a whole new wealth of possibilities for you.
Particularly young people who are likely to vote for a community college.
Right.
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 So then once we got this registered as many as we could, we had an office that had been closed. We put this huge map on the wall of the district.
Mm-hmm.
And it was by precincts.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back to the last two elections. And if it had voted 67 or more, that was a gold district. And we painted it gold, I mean, just with pens.
Yeah.
We painted it gold. If it was 65 to 67, blue. 63 to 65, green. 60 to 65?
So it's like, or 62 or below.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was red.
Red.
And then.
Those are the ones you had to focus on.
Yeah. And then
No.
Focus on all the others.
Okay. Got it.
And then below that, we didn't bother painting. We just said, these are the black. We wrote black because there were a lot of them.
Yeah.
So what we did, we were able to raise some money, buy signs like, you know, the little ones that stick in your yard.
I remember them.
That's about all we could afford. And we, first of all, we hit the gold,
mm-hmm.
heavy, and then the blue.
Mm.
We still had signs left and the green, and that was about it. Absolutely nothing in the red or black. We didn't even want them to know there was an election. Well, and as it turned out, that worked, because the turnout in the blacks and the reds was particularly low that election.
Right, because you didn't want to energize the people who would be motivated to go vote against it.
That's right. They didn't know there was an election. They weren't going to vote.
Very good.
72%, yes.
72%, that's awesome. So bond issue passed.
Passed, and as quickly as possible, the board bought the bonds. You get the bonds, however you get them. And then sold them to whoever wanted to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Got the money, hired an architect, and built that campus as fast as they could before something went wrong.
Before somebody noticed.
Yeah. So if I accomplished nothing else in my life, I can say that Walt and I were key figures in getting that campus built.
Well, not just that. I'm sure you know this, but when I was a student there, and when I go up to visit Ohlone College, I particularly enjoy seeing the plaque outside of the library with the name of the first board on it.
Not the first board.
Well, the board, the founding board when the bond issue was passed.
Yes.
Right. Your name prominent among them.
And Walt's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been back and seen it myself. And people who live in Fremont, I said, have you been up there? Well, no. Well, go here, and you'll see my name on the plaque. Well, just out of curiosity, they'll go look. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is. And the campus, the last time I was there, is largely as it was when it was built in the 70s. They've expanded it some. They have a fine, there's a new fine arts building. They've got a very nice theater and a TV studio and a radio station, none of which were there when I was a student. But the central part of the campus is much as it was when it was built.
Plus 40 buildings.
Hmm?
But more buildings.
Yeah, they've expanded around the edges. Yeah. And I think for people who aren't familiar with it, Ohlone is named after an indigenous local tribe, and the original campus, the central campus, is built in kind of a Pueblo style, very reminiscent of, you know, the early buildings when the Spanish settlers came to the area. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your exercise because it's built on the hill. And then I guess after that, so how long, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, how long did you stay on the paper? Do you remember?
On the paper?
Mm-hmm.
About 5 years.
Because at one point you left to go work for the
AC Trans.
The engineer. I'd forgotten about that. Right, okay. So there was the fluoride campaign. That's the first campaign I remember working with you on as whatever I was, 10 years old, going out and hanging signs. What inspired you to leave the paper? Was it?
Better offer.
Okay.
From the engineers. Mm-hmm. Well, and I could see the handwriting on the wall that the paper was getting ready to fold.
Right, because a new paper came in town, the Argus.
Well, that was the Hayward Argus, but it was competition.
Right.
But the guy who bought the paper from George and his father started restructuring me, fired Walt, and put somebody else in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to a party with him. Well, not with him, but he was there.
The new owner.
And he pulled me off to the side and said, would you like to be editor? And I thought, ooh, what about Bill? Well, he's gone. he's going to be gone. I thought, wait a minute. He fired Walt. He's about to fire the current editor. What's to keep him from firing me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I could tell the paper was in trouble because of the Argus. And just, there were all sorts of little signs. So I decided it was time.
Right. And so I'm guessing that's about probably 71 when you left.
Had I been on in 5 years then?
So 66 to 71. That seems about right.
That's about right. Yeah. So I went looking, and I found this administrative job with the engineers.
Tell me about that, because I only vaguely remember that.
They were...
Is this a union?
No. It was an association of this particular kind of engineer. Mm-hmm. And it's guys who were general engineers rather than specific.
Sure.
And by the way, I have a great story to tell you about engineers. But they had an office over in... It was Palo Alto, it was San Mateo. And there was one guy, the manager and a secretary, but he needed help.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hired to take the job, and I took it. And it was fine. I was making good money. I'm trying to remember ultimately what happened. Well, I think of it. Now let's shut this off.